Good morning. Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the Democrats plan to expand impeachment investigation to corruption claims that President Trump dangled pardons to aides and that his resorts illegally profited from government business. That in the Times this morning.
They talk about having your cake and eating it. On the one hand, Nancy Pelosi says she's opposed to this. She wants to defeat Trump at the elections. In the meantime, the Democrats, fired up by their own constituents, are saying overwhelmingly now, we want an impeachment. So what they're doing is they're going to have an impeachment inquiry. It'll go right up to the election. I don't believe it'll end up in impeachment articles, but it could. They are getting ready to call the right witnesses. It'll be a bloodfest if you ever saw one, because they're going to be asking for people to show up who the White House is going to say can't show up, will be prohibited from showing up. And we'll see. But my bet is we'll get a huge firestorm on impeachment. There won't be an impeachment. And if there is, it'll be too late to do much about it. And we all know what's going to happen in the Senate, which is nothing. So this way, the Democrats, Pelosi saying no impeachment, the Democrats saying yes impeachment, are on their way to making real political hay here.
Speaking of political hay, to the Republican side, now a third candidate in the race to primary President Trump. Mark Sanford, former South Carolina governor, are now entering the race, along with Joe Walsh, the former Tea Party-backed one-term congressman from Illinois, and of course, Bill Weld, the former Republican governor of Massachusetts. Weld went off on what's happening in at least three states now who have canceled the Republican presidential nominating contest. South Carolina and Nevada announced on Saturday they would not be holding their presidential nominating contests in 2020, and they joined Kansas.
Well, David, this is exactly what we are really afraid of with Donald Trump, that the guts of democracy will be ripped right out of the Democratic small d body. Suppose he says, and I suspect he may, the whole election is rigged, therefore we can't have an election. There's been a lot of talk about that. And now you say, that's ridiculous, that's not going to happen. But here you have the guys saying no primaries. Primaries are the way we pick our people in the United States. And so when he says no primary, it means he's afraid of a primary and we're not going to have it. It is going to be a firestorm, but it does portend something quite evil on the part of this man. Now, I'm a huge Bill Weld fan. He's a Republican, of course, but he's a moderate Republican. Sanford is a joke. He got headlines for his sexual escapades. He of South Carolina and was a joke. And the last guy, Joe Walsh, is a right-winger and wants a little publicity, obviously. So Trump will get the nomination. My guy, Bill Weld, is obviously way too moderate for that party, but I'm delighted he's doing it because it just shows that he's the kind of guy I've always thought he was.
In the meantime, President Trump is holding a rally in North Carolina, which will serve as a measure of his clout, says the Associated Press. Trying to elect a Republican to the House in a closely watched special election that's seen as a toss-up race. It's the first campaign rally since a tough end of the summer that saw slipping poll numbers, warning signs of an economic slowdown, and a running battle over hurricane forecasts.
I'm going to bet that the Republican loses in this case. We saw what happened in the House of Representatives as the Blues, the Democrats, took over. I don't see anything that has changed Trump's popularity. So I think it's still going against him. And my bet is that if the Democratic candidate is up to par and it's an equal contest, that you'll see the Democrat winning. They're not going down there to have this huge, massive, hand-picked rally for nothing. They're doing it because they're scared, and they should be.
Never expected that we would talk about such an issue, but it seemed to have jumped the shark over the weekend. And this is the famous altering of the weather map in the track of Hurricane Dorian, as the president claimed it was going to hit Alabama. The Alabama weather officials, the NOAA officials there, immediately tweeted out that it was not going to. And then this back and forth with the president wouldn't let it go. And then over the weekend, the NOAA administration defending the president went after its own in Alabama, basically saying that they were wrong to disagree with the president, and that has had a number of former and current weather officials hopping mad at their own administration.
David, this is the way dictators are. The reality is what I say it is, and I say that it was going to Alabama. No, the experts say it wasn't going to Alabama. I said it was, and therefore you have to listen to me. Reminds me of all those parents you hear about who say, as long as you're living under my roof, you have to do what I say. And that is exactly what this president is doing.
to New York. Editorial, The New York Times today. Better government for New York, Alan. New York this fall has the best chance in years to adopt a strong system of public financing. Done right, this new policy could increase competition and amplify the voices of small donors in elections. That is, if career politicians don't kill it first.
Well, The New York Times, as often is the case, is exactly right. New York City has public financing. It works. We know it. It hasn't upended the system. People get a chance to run who would traditionally not. That's what scares the incumbents, obviously. If you make it easier to run, if you say, we're going to give you the money, if you can raise a certain amount of money, we'll give you some more money, that is going to threaten the people who got here the old way. And everybody knows it. So what makes you think that these characters are going to hold up their hands and vote for something that they know could at least affect them negatively and probably hurt an awful lot of them? Yeah, the time is right. The time is right to do this if you are going to have a true democracy.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thanks, Alan. Off to work.
Thank you, David. I've got to sit down now and start writing my column for the Berkshire Edge for this weekend. It's a free newspaper. You get it online, berkshireedge.com.